And this is KUOW. I'm Paige Browning. When you go to the doctor for health checkups, you're likely to get screened for high blood pressure or disease. But lately, some clinics are screening for something else, food insecurity. As KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports, a new program aims to address a problem that's worsened since the start of the pandemic.
At Seymour Health Center in White Center, health educator Maddie Reinhardt is following up with a patient over the phone after a medical appointment. Reinhardt asks Christina Common, the patient, a couple of questions.
Within the last 12 months, you worried that your food would run out before you got the money to buy more. Was that true for you? Never, sometimes, or often?
Very true.
Okay, so often true. And then the second question is similar. Within the past 12 months, the food you bought just didn't last and you didn't have money to get more.
Often true.
Often true as well. Okay, so thank
Based on Common's answers, Reinhardt offers a couple of resources.
The first would be the White Center Food Bank, and I can give you their hours and information if you'd like.
The only thing is that a lot of the times, the days that they do it, I usually work.
Okay, yeah, I have heard that from a number of other people.
Seymour is part of a King County program that works to connect patients experiencing hunger with food resources.
As a health educator, I work with a lot of patients who have chronic conditions like diabetes or hypertension. And so knowing kind of the social situation or what social determinants are at play for patients helps me as, you know, a supporting provider find ways that work for each individual patient to better their health outcomes.
Studies have shown that chronic food stress is tied to an increased risk of chronic illness. Food may be fundamental to health, but access to it is a growing challenge. Before the pandemic, 10% of Washington residents had trouble accessing food. But a recent survey shows that number has nearly tripled, and communities of color are disproportionately affected. In King County, more than 100,000 households are on food assistance. Carmen Smith is executive director of the White Center Food Bank. She says rising food costs are driving those numbers.
Everything's more expensive. Something we're also experiencing is the formula shortage. That's been a big, big topic for us the past few months. And that's also, you know, hurting families with little ones, too, because it's really hard to find formula. They're driving from city to city, county to county, trying to find formula and not having a lot of luck.
Even though food banks have gotten busier, not everyone's able to access them. Remember the patient who couldn't go because of her work schedule? One way to get around that is to bring food to the patients. In this case, White Center Food Bank and CMAR teamed up to create a pantry in the clinic's waiting area.
We have a really wonderful kind of mix of foods. Peanut butter, we got rice, we have some canned salmon, chicken, lots of canned veggies, beans.
Patients can help themselves.
We really like meeting people where they go rather than asking them to come to us all the time. So it just gets more food out to the community.
And it's not just about convenience. Reinhardt hopes the screening will remove some of the stigma around accepting help.
I'm lucky to have such a long appointment time to be able to build some of that rapport, and so patients can sometimes feel more comfortable utilizing those resources.
King County is part of a growing trend. Medicare and Medicaid officials are focusing on food insecurity as part of their health policies. The American Medical Association has developed resources to help physicians identify patients who are food insecure. The association notes the problem goes beyond hunger and often leads to health risks for both children and adults. Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.